What is a food desert, and what can we do about people who live near them?
Yeah, I'm in Detroit, and we have a range of economic and availability of fresh foods and grocery stores. Too many liquor stores are where a lot of people buy their cans of food. You're not going to find much fresh there, and there's risk to the small grocery store or liquor store owner to have fresh produce, because if it doesn't sell, the can of beans can sit there a long time. These zucchini is going to be thrown out at a loss. So these are challenges, and they're being addressed with people of low income being able to use their supplemental income, and get double the amount of food if they choose produce versus fast food or soda pop or cookies. Programs like that, sometimes it's free boxes of fruits and vegetables from a faith-based kitchen or a medical kitchen that's trying, and then rarely a hospital system. A few hospital systems that have farmhouses and gardens and are actually providing some produce to the community. They're wonderful, wonderful situations. And part of it is still just education. I mean, the fast food industry is a real travesty that you can walk out with a bag and calories maybe under $5, but promoting disease, poor nutritional content, and the at least the impression that it'd be much more expensive to go to the grocery store and buy foods that are of a higher quality and have to prepare. So there's the need to educate people. How do you make a simple stew, a simple soup, a simple casserole, a simple breakfast, simple lunch? And then what to buy, how to buy big bags of frozen produce that is on discount, how to buy big bags of legumes and maybe learn to soak your own, big bags of rice and learn how to, boil your own, and how to have spices that are relatively inexpensive, and just how to make five meals for the family, a breakfast, a lunch, and a few dinners that are inexpensive and are pleasing. So we've got a ways to go on all that, but it's doable.
What impact does a whole food plant-based diet have on aging?
Aging is a really interesting topic. Aging isn't considered a disease. A lot of experts think aging should be considered a disease because there's healthy aging and then there's aging associated with all kinds of chronic illnesses, and a term called health span, where you're aging but enjoying good health. And you can have an excellent health span or a poor health span. You can live to 90, but 25 years of your life are involved in the medical system of poor quality. It's not an optimal goal most of us strive for. By avoiding heart disease, by lowering your risk of some cancers, lowering your risk of diabetes, lowering your risk of high blood pressure, a whole food plant-based diet attacks many of the biggest risks of aging and aging becoming a real struggle for health, by avoiding heart disease, diabetes, cancers, some of the other chronic conditions. We talked about kidney disease. We don't have a lot of evidence and data. We have some from some prospective aging studies, like in Chicago, that when you switch out processed vending machines, saturated fat-rich and sugar-rich foods for whole foods, it appears that people do better, live longer. The Blue Zones experience, the Adventist experience, that the best longevity appears to be in those that are closest to whole food plant-based eaters. So we, and then just understanding biochemistry and all. Dr. Valter Longo at University of Southern California talks about the five pillars of longevity, and looking at basic science and epidemiology and randomized studies and other clinical parameters. And when you apply all that to whole food plant-based, we should have a good chance of living longer with a plant-rich diet. There always are these heroes out there, Dr. Ansel Keys, who lived to almost 101. Dr. Elliot, but he wasn't vegan, but he was very vegetable-forward diet. Dr. Elliot Warsham, the famous heart surgeon in Loma Linda, who lived to well over 100 and practiced cardiac surgery till his mid-90s. There's a famous epidemiologist still alive right now, Jeremiah Stamler, who's about to have his 101st birthday. but he's been a professor of nutrition and very plant-forward Mediterranean diet. And a friend of mine, Henry Blackburn, who's turning 97 and plays, I think it's the flute in a band still at age 97. I mean, these people who've been studying nutrition and understand goodbye processed food, hello fresh food, hello lots of garden and produce foods, having exceptional longevity. It's kind of nice to see that. It only suggests, it doesn't prove, but hopefully we'll see you, me, Dr. Bernard, Dr. Esselstyn, Dr. Ornish, Dr. Firm, many others lived 105 in good health, and we can add our names to the list.
Why was it important for you to come speak at the Real Truth About Health conference?
I am wanting to stop, slow down, take a break, learn to paint or some other activity. But there is such a need, and I can't do those things now. There's still such a need. I'm an active clinician. I talk to patients. I talk to doctors. I talk to other people in the health field. And we've seen a lot of progress in spreading the news and doing the science and getting the word out that we can, to follow a quote from Dr. Michael Greger, one of the greatest secrets in medicine is that under the right situation, the body can learn to heal itself. I also think you can extend it to say one of the greatest secrets in medicine is that under the right circumstances, we can get the body to never get disease and not even have a need to heal itself and reverse existing disease, but not develop them in the first place. Even a bigger, big, scary, hairy goal there of making heart disease, diabetes, cancer, arthritis, brain disease, kidney disease, relatively uncommon. I actually think if we could just embrace, warp speed nutrition, warp speed plant-based diet. So there's still so much work to do. And to speak to audiences that understand this already and to speak to audiences that have really not heard it yet. And so we need a whole army doing that. And I don't mind being one of the soldiers of which, this conference is an excellent, excellent format to battle ignorance and spread good, solid information.
Well, we thank you that you're a part of it. And thank you for all your meaningful work and for your time today as well.
Thank you very much. And I apologize for a couple of coughs there. A little green juice went down the wrong pipe, but you have a good day. And thank you to the audience for listening.
Thanks, Dr. Khan. Be well.